2 days to go until voting in the elections to Westminster. The Labour Party is widely expected to win, ending 14 years of Conservative government in the UK. In the North, there's uncertainty about the fate of several marginal seats. More now from John Tong, Professor of British and Irish Politics at the University of Liverpool. John Tong, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Closing stages of the campaign, the Ming Vase policy adopted by Keir Starmer, is it working? Has he dropped anything yet?
It is working, and Keir Starmer's on course for a landslide defeat, the like of which we might never have seen in British politics previously. Rishi Sunak's still hoping the sort of Jude Bellingham-style stoppage time spectacular, but the reality is it isn't going to happen. For several reasons. First of all, Rishi Sunak called the campaign too early when the Conservatives were miles behind in the polls. The gap in the opinion polls hasn't changed at all. Labour remains 20 percentage points ahead of the Conservatives. And it's been a campaign dogged by problems. Rishi Sunak was a man who needed a great campaign, but he was dogged by issues of leaving the D-Day commemorations early, allegations about betting on the election date. And also the fact that if he'd called it in November, when he could have gone in November, perhaps Nigel Farage would have been out of the way campaigning for Donald Trump in the US presidential election rather than leading reform. And reform are not that far behind the Conservatives in the polls. There's a few signs the Conservatives have stopped the rot, and they are ticking up slightly, very, very slightly in the polls at the expense of reform over the last couple of days, but nowhere near enough to prevent a Labour landslide at present.
The outcome looks far less certain in the North.
Absolutely. You've got six marginal seats in the North with majorities of under 3,000. The DUP has most to lose. It's defending the most seats. The DUP leader's seat is at stake in East Belfast. The political leadership of the DUP, if Gavin Robinson was to lose that seat, presumably to stay as leader, he'd have to be co-opted into the Northern Ireland Assembly. That would look pretty messy, but it would be the reality because I don't think anyone else wants to lead the DUP. And the DUP is also defending marginal seats in Lagan Valley from Alliance and South Antrim from the Ulster Unionist Party. There's pressure on Sinn Féin. They've not exactly entered this election with a win in their sails, given their performance in the South, but they ought to be capable of holding the most marginal of all 650 constituencies being contested here, Fermanagh and South Tyrone, and South Down, which is also fairly marginal. If the DUP lose and Sinn Féin can hold all theirs, then Sinn Féin, by default at least, becomes the largest party in Westminster, for Westminster in the North, even though they don't take their seats, completing the hat-trick of Assembly, local and Westminster elections, giving them largest party status in each.
John Tong, thank you very much for speaking with us today and staying with elections. We talked about elections in France yesterday on this programme, and we said Marine Le Pen's father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, who was a founder of the National Front, was once a member of the Waffen-SS. It was, in fact, another leading member of the National Front who was in the Waffen-SS, but Jean-Marie Le Pen was not.